Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. I hope everybody had a great day today. And I hope everybody always has a great day. I'm back. You know, Big Rob's Positivity Podcast, talking anything positive. So I kind of want to start off this first show of 2024. Kind of just explaining myself and, you know, how I got into this whole positive podcast thing. You know, I've made choices in my life that were not the right choices. And I've made some silly choices in my life that got me into some trouble, you know, and I'm not proud of those decisions that I made, but I learned from those decisions, you know, and to be honest, I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't, you know, go through all those trials and tribulations. I would take a lot of the things that I did. I would take everything that I did in the past. If I could redo it and restart, I would, and I would do things a lot differently. I made my mistakes, you know, and I owned up to my mistakes, and I did what I needed to do to go and get the help that I needed to get. You know, there's people out there that just don't think they need help when they're really deep down. They know that they're screwing up their life. But if somebody's screwing up their life and they think that they have nothing to live for, well, then they're going to continue to screw their life up. And that's how I felt. You know, I felt like I was screwing my life up and I had absolutely nothing to live for. So why stop? I'm going to keep screwing my life up. And it took those family and those friends to surround me and like, hey, man, get your head out of your ass. You know, you have people, your family, your friends, you have people. And there's no reason that you should feel the way you're feeling because you have support. And we love you, but we can't help you if you don't want to go get help yourself. You know, and they told me that over and over again, and I just didn't want to hear it. Honestly, I didn't care. You know, cool. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And kept doing what I was doing. You know, in high school, you know, I was, you know, I'm a bigger guy, you know, but I was much, much bigger in high school. And, you know, I had a few friends, you know, but not many. You know, I wasn't a popular kid. Never was. You know, elementary school, middle school, high school, never was. And, you know, I was picked on because of my weight, you know, and back then, you know, yeah, I may have been a little soft, you know, and then came home and just was upset about it, you know, and I wanted to lose weight, but I just ate. I ate because it made me feel comfort, you know, it made me feel happy, you know, and a lot of people may laugh at that, but that's just the truth. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's not, you know, it's the truth. That's how it was. And it was like that all the way up until I graduated, you know, and then I started hanging out with the wrong people and I started going down the wrong hill or the wrong path. I'm sorry. And slowly going down the wrong path. And eventually it all caught up to me. You know, I didn't care. You know, I just didn't care. And, you know, problems at home with my mom. I was living at home at the time, you know, and one thing I will say about my mom, you know, many, many things, many good things, but one thing I will say about my mom is she never physically kicked me out. You know, she gave me an ultimatum. You know, you're living under my roof, you follow my rules, or you can move out. You know, and back then, cool, bye. See you. I can do it out there. So I left, you know, and, you know, I've talked about this in my show in the past, but when I left, you know, we didn't speak, you know, she had just opened up a business. I didn't speak to her for about a year. And now, in today's world, you know, I couldn't imagine not speaking to my mother for a year. You know, we argue back and forth at times, you know, but I didn't speak to her for a year. And I remember, my brother's full of tough love. You know, that's just who he is. And I remember that I was hanging out with my buddy, and I needed clothes. You know, I didn't have no clothes. And this is, I don't know exactly how, it was within that year that I wasn't living here, you know. I just left. I took what I needed at that time, and I left. But I needed clothes, and I just showed up here. And I remember my brother, he was still living in Jersey at the time, and he was here visiting. He may have been living here, I'm not sure. But I remember I walked in the house, and the way my mom's house is set up is you walk in, you have your living room, and you go down a little bit into the left, you have a hallway. Well, I remember I was going to my room at the time, which was in the far back. And I came out of my room, and my brother was just standing there. And, you know, I was just on drugs. You know, I was just not in the right mindset. And I remember that he pushed me down, and he, I wouldn't say punched me in the face, but he was definitely giving me some hits. You know, and he's like, "You think it's cool? Leave, yeah, blah, 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 whatever." You know, and eventually he stopped. But my mom was just standing there, you know, and it was kind of like a, you need this wake-up call. You know, you need this wake-up call because you're screwing your life up, and we've been trying to tell you, and you're just not listening. But even after that all happened, I left, and I was gone. I stayed gone. You know, and, you know, over time, I just realized, you know, I need my mom. You know, everybody needs their mom. I need my mom. So I did what I needed to do, got, you know, and started talking to her again, you know, and to this day, it really hurts me that I did that. You know, I'm not the same person who I was. I look at life completely different. But it hurts me that I did that. And it's just like, why? You know, what brought me to that mindset to just leave the person who raised you, leave the person who fed you, clothed you, had a roof over your head? I just left, you know, and I had to learn the hard way that shit, it's not easy out there, you know, it's not easy out there on them streets by yourself when you're that young. No money, no job. You know, I did have a job. I think I was working in a vape shop or something, but, you know, that was one of the, out of all my mistakes, that was one of the worst ones I've ever made, you know, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't. What's done is done. You just gotta, don't do it again. Learn from your mistakes, you know. So we started, you know, doing what we needed to do, then I started working in a restaurant for, you know, helping her out, but, you know, meanwhile, you know, I left, and she fired me 4 times. That's a true story. She fired me from her business 4 different times. One for not showing up, one for just slacking, you know, I'm not sure what other reasons there were, but 4 times, you know, and she still took me back, because that's what mothers do. You know, if you get fired from a job once, you ain't getting rehired, you know, and she took me back because she's a caring mother, you know, who cares about her boy. You know, and if I could, everything that happened in the past, like I said, if I could redo it and start over, I definitely would. Most definitely would. You know, then eventually I left there, and again, you know, I was just hanging out with the wrong people. You know, I moved into my own apartment and over there in a not so good area in town. You know, and that's just because I knew people. You know, I knew everybody who lived up there. And I was still doing what I shouldn't have been doing. Yeah, just screwing my life up slowly. And it got to the point where, one of my buddies was like, "Man, look, you need to stop being a dumbass, and you need to go get help." And I finally, you know, sat back and was like, "Man, I think this dude's right, you know, I think he's right." So I went to go get the help that I needed to get, you know, and I realized that while I was in that place that I needed to change, you know, I needed to change, because, you know, if ain't nothing gonna change if I don't put an effort in to change it, you know, and if I wanted to change, I needed to do it quick because I was slowly going downhill. Oh, well, at this point, I guess I was quickly going downhill, and I needed to do something to climb back up and get on the right path, you know, and it's just, we all make mistakes, you know, and we all fail sometimes, but what's important is we learn from those mistakes, you know, and learning from those mistakes, you can't go backwards. You got to go forward. You know, you've got to go forward. With help, with support, you know, you got people out there for you. You got people out there that'll support you. You know, but eventually, and I even learned this, that eventually they'll try to help as much as they can, but if they see that you don't want to get help, they're going to distance themselves from you. You know, I lost a lot of friends. You know, and the ones that stuck by my side, I still have in my life today. My circle is very small, very, very small. And that is okay with me. You know, less drama. And you know that the people that you are friends with are going to support you no matter what your decisions are in life. Whether they agree with it or not, they're going to support you. They're going to be there for you. They're going to check up on you. You know, you may not see them all the time, but they're going to definitely send you a message. Hey, man, what's up? Just checking in. And I do the same thing. You know, and I'd rather have those group of people rather than 25 group of people just hanging out just because, you know, they're bored. You know, but last year was rough. You know, last year was rough. A lot happened. So, and this is, this part's going to be rough for me to talk about. But just the year before last, I believe it was, you know, my aunt and so my mom was adopted, and her adopted mother, sister, you know, we call her Ann, she was great, you know, absolutely fabulous, fabulous person, took care of everybody, and just didn't want anything in return. She just made sure everybody else was taken care of. And my grandma died in 2001, I want to say, 2001. And, you know, at that point, my aunt stepped up to the plate. Every summer, she was down in Jersey visiting us, taking care of us when my mom was working. Sometimes we'd go with her to Florida. You know, she eventually moved to South Carolina, but every year she drove her car to South Carolina straight through, or to New Jersey straight through. Didn't stop. Stopped for gas. Didn't even stop to go to the bathroom. She just was like, I'm going to get there. Anyway, she moved down to Tennessee. I don't really remember when she moved down here, but she'd been here a long time. You know, she was here a long time. So the year before last, she was a very independent woman. You know, she was 97 when she passed away. And she didn't look like it. You know, she was just very healthy, never drank, you know, never drank heavily, you know, never smoked cigarettes, never did anything she should have been doing, you know, which definitely helped with her lifestyle, you know. But you could tell she was kind of getting, it was hard for her to walk, her legs would swell. But, you know, I used to come over on the weekends and used to take her shopping, you know, and she, let me tell you. This woman was a pain in the rear end to shop with. She was just old, you know, just old people do things differently. And, but it started getting to the point where, you know, she was having a hard time. You know, she was having a hard time walking. She could only walk for maybe 30, 35 minutes before her legs swelled up. And then we needed to go, you know, but we would always used to go to Walmart, you know. Walmart, Publix, and my favorite, Waffle House. You know, and it was always, we always had to end it with Waffle House, you know, and she'd get, she'd get two eggs scrambled with bacon, no hash browns, and, a cup of decaf coffee, and those Waffle House people had better make sure it's fresh, because if it's not, she's gonna let you know. And the year before last, you know, like I said, she was kind of, we can kind of see things were getting a little rocky. And she was just always in pain. You know, she'd say she wasn't, but you could see it in her face, in her body that she was. One day she got up and went to the bathroom and she fell down, you know, and my mom had to call the ambulance. I was at work and she ended up breaking her hip. So long, let's kind of fast forward a little bit. Got to the hospital doctor, talked to her, you know, and said, you know, hip replacement's the best bet. And, you know, his only concern was her age and anesthesia. And my mom was like, do it. You know, and he did it. She came out of surgery. You know, she was in the hospital for pretty much after that. You know, she was in the hospital and then she went to an assisted living. But she was in hospital for a while, give, you know, physical therapy. And eventually, you know, they moved her to an assisted living. And, you know, she was kicking it. And she was in the hospital. She started kind of getting a little, we were scared. We were scared that we were going to lose her in that hospital. And we were like, look, y'all need to do whatever you need to do and get her out of here. You know, because she's been, she was in there for so long. I think her mind was just, she wanted to go. So about a day later, they said, okay, we found her a place to go. So they moved her. And I'll tell you, about the next day, totally different person. You know, she was talking to people who don't even, aren't even alive anymore when she was in the hospital. And that's when we were like, okay, come on. We were getting scared. You know, we were constantly at the hospital checking on her, whatever, sitting with her for long periods of time, rotations, taking turns. And then she was in a assisted living about 2 days, and what? It was a miracle. It was a miracle. And I was like, yes, she's going to get better and be able to come home. And she was in there for almost a year, I want to say, almost a year. And eventually, you know, we, something was happening and she needed to leave. So we said, you know what, we'll take her home. You know, and my mom, she was the number one person to care for her. You know, she, no matter how frustrated or how aggravated she got, she was always there, changing her, helping her, feeding her, you know, and I did what I could. You know, my brother did what he could, but my mom was, is the main reason she stayed alive so much longer than she did. You know, she was just shopping, everything. She was stressed out. My mom was getting stressed, and I don't, you know, I, absolutely understandable. And we slowly noticed my NN's mind. She was just forgetful. She would like yell at my mom, and I'd be like, Mom, you know, it's just she's old, you know, and you know, she was getting Alzheimer's. And that's not always, you know, I've never dealt with that before. I know my dad's mom had it, but I was very young, so I didn't really understand it. But it is hard to watch. And, you know, they put on hospice. And because, her, you know, her blood pressure was dropping, her O2, you know, her oxygen. Then, fast forward a little bit, boom, she spiked back up. It was weird. It was weird, but it was a miracle. She wasn't ready to go yet. The good Lord upstairs wasn't ready to take her. Fast forward a little bit more. She started telling me things that were signs that she was ready to go. She wasn't ready to go, but she knew she was going. Then they put her back on hospice, and she was slowly going downhill. And, you know, I'd come home from work and just go in a room with her and sit with her and do what I needed to do. And one day, you know, she was just really avid. She couldn't talk. And then she looked at me one day before, you know, she was not able to speak. You know, and she said, she said, I'm not going until I know that you're taken care of. And about 2 days later, she shut her eyes. Breathing, but she shut her eyes. Um, you know, her breathing started slowing down, you know, but she didn't talk. She would groan and moan. I mean, eventually that stopped. And the breathing slowly started to stop as well. And the hospice nurse, you know, they were good. They were great. You know, they were just trying to make her comfortable. And then I got home from work one day, and they call it the death rattle. And that's what it was for the next couple days. And I just held her hand. And I remember it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe a little later. I think it was a little later because my brother was on his way to work when he came over, when he got the call. But my mom, you know, she yelled and said she's gone. And I went down the stairs, ran down the stairs, and just grabbed her hand and dropped to my knees. And realized that, this is it. You know, I've never watched somebody die before. You know, I never did that. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. Our relationship was, it was great. You know, she took care of me. You know, sorry. No matter what I was doing, she was always there to help me. You know, always wanted to make sure I had money, food. You know, she was my best friend. She was my best friend. And when she passed away, you know, it was just, my mind went places where it shouldn't. But I realized, you know, I came so far. I have a good job. I work with great people. I have great friends. I love my family. So I needed to snap out of this mindset quick. You know, and I see a therapist, and I call my therapist. So I was like, look, I need you more days this week. For the next couple weeks, I need you for more than just one day. And she was like, you got it. Absolutely. And that helped me a lot. You know, and the only thing that I can do and continue to do is make her proud. You know, continue making her proud. You know, she's watching over me. I know she is. You know, I get signs here and there that she's there with me. You know, and it was just rough. It was watching your best friend who helped raise you pass away is hard. You know, it's very, very difficult. But I got through it, you know, and that was the first. And of course, it was right. You know, Thanksgiving was coming up, Christmas, you know, and those days were hard. You know, and I handled things differently, but I just wanted her there. I knew she was. You know, I know she was. But kept going, and I'll keep going, and I'll do it for her. You know, it's a lot. You know, it was a lot. But I kept moving forward and kept pushing through, and just, I didn't stop. You can't stop. You know, we're going to have bumps in the road. But it's important you keep going. And it's important that you fight through it and don't give up. You know, you can't give up. If you give up, then what's now? What's next? You know what? You're just going to give up and that's it? Can't. You got to keep pushing. But things happen in life that catch us off guard. And then we're like, shit, what do I do? You'll figure it out. It's okay to have setbacks. Stop, think, and go. If you fail at something, do it a different way. don't stop completely. Just find a different way to do it and try again. And if you fail that way as well, it's okay. Try it a different way. You know, everybody's got a purpose in this world. Whether you found it yet or not, you've got a purpose. And you'll find it. You'll find it over time. You'll find it. Whether you're 40, 50, shit, even 60, you'll find it one day. But you gotta keep moving, keep pushing forward, keep that train rolling, no matter what bumps come in our road, what detours, you know. You got it. Everybody's got it. With help, support, everybody's got it. But it's just important to keep moving. But and then, you know, I really sat back and I was like, look, I need to start a podcast. You know, I've seen people do it online and I was like, I want to do it. So I bought a microphone and I had a computer already and I did it. You know, it's hard to come up, you know, to get a podcast that's listened to all the time. You know, it's frustrating because you're like, God, what's going on? What am I doing wrong? But you're not doing anything wrong. You know, it takes time, you know. I have quite a few people that listen, you know, and if I can change lives by doing this, I'm good. And that's my goal. You know, that's my goal. Is I'm going to help people and let people know that no matter what you're going through, you have a purpose in this world. And you'll find it, but you're going to have to want to find it. And you're going to have to, if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, you need to fix those things and change those things and go. You know, and look for those red flags in people and keep those people who support you and care for you and love you. Keep them close and keep them tight and let them try to help you. If you need help, ask for help. I know it's not easy to ask for help because I don't like asking for help, but sometimes you have to. You just have to. And that's okay. But you got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep moving forward. You know, and when I get behind this microphone, you know, I just feel good. You know, I know that I'm doing the right thing, and I hope my messages, people can apply what I say in their life and just remember what I say and apply it to their lives. You know, times are rough. You know, times are hard. But keep going. You got it. You can't give up. You got to keep fighting. But keep that positive mindset. Take those negatives and flip them into positives. Yeah, that happened, but I'm going to do it this way, and I'm going to try not to let that happen again. And if it does, well, then I'm going to try to do it a different way. But you got to keep going. Don't stop moving. Setbacks, it's okay. Giving up and you're getting, don't do it. Keep going. It's super, super important. But hey, you guys, check it out. So I got a website now. www.BigRouseSpositivityPodcast.com. Check it out. And I got a Facebook page, Big Rouse Positivity Podcast. It's open group. So invite people, invite your friends and family, and I'll share positive messages on there, videos, all types of stuff. So check it out. You can listen to my podcast, Apple Music, Google, iHeartRadio, Spotify. So if somebody's having a bad day, show them my show. You know, let them listen. And I hope the things that I say can help you in a good way. And you know, you've got people. You know, if you're having a hard day or a hard time in life right now, it's okay. You know, things will get better. You just got to keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. But I hope everybody has a great day tomorrow. And I just hope everybody keeps that positive mindset. No matter what you're going through, you know, people are there for you, there to help you, and there to support you. Big Rouse Positivity Podcast, talking to anything positive.